this puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we check in with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Remind us of the clue that you gave us last week.
Well, today we're going to visit places around Manitoba, at least eight of them by my count, that share a connection to a shiny bronze boot.
A shiny bronze boot?
Yep. When I was young, my mom would drive with us kids downtown to go shopping, because of course that's where all the stores were. My mom was a fan of the Eaton's department store, so we usually went there. In an alcove near one of the main entrances was a large bronze statue of a man sitting in a chair. That man was Timothy Eaton, who founded the store in Ontario in 1869. Now, jump forward 50 years, and on the 8th of December, 1919, employees of the company unveiled the statue to commemorate the late founder. Now, through the years, the toe of his left boot became shiny from being rubbed by thousands of people who thought it would bring them good fortune. In 1989, that statue became a provincially designated heritage object.
A heritage object? What's that?
Well, the Manitoba Heritage Resources Act that was passed in 1989 gave the provincial government the authority to designate objects, things other than buildings, as historically significant. Although, you know, frankly, it's not clear what designation provides by way of protection to those objects.
How many heritage objects are there?
Well, when the Act came into force in 1989, there were just two objects identified in the Act. There was the Timothy Eaton statue in the Eaton store, which by the way, at that time was now owned by the provincial government. It was an asset of the Crown. And the second one was a ship sitting in a park at the Paw, known as the Skippy L. I'm sorry to say, by the way, that the Skippy L is in a rather dilapidated state of repair. At least it was when I visited the Paw a few years ago. Fortunately, the Eaton statue is in excellent shape. It's now displayed in the Canada Life Centre, formerly, of course, the MTS Centre, and it sits more or less where the Eaton store used to stand.
And when did Eaton's first come to Manitoba?
Well, although it was established in Ontario in 1869, through much of the late 19th century, Eaton's did a substantial amount of business here in Manitoba by mail. You know, they had a mail order business. Well, in early 1904, Timothy Eaton, the proprietor, sent his son Jack to Winnipeg to assess the possibility of building, well, either a mail order center to augment the mail order business or a department store to provide live services to customers. Well, turns out Jack Eaton recommended both a mail order and a store to be contained within a single building occupying an entire city block along Portage Avenue. So between 1904 and 1905, a five-story building, the largest building in Winnipeg to that point, in fact, was constructed. It opened officially on the 15th of July, 1905, and an estimated 50,000 people crushed through its doors on that first day. The response was so positive that Eaton's almost immediately began making plans to enlarge the building to its later extent of eight floors. And in fact, just to give you an idea of the massive scope of this building, it contained 21 acres of retail floor space.
Wow, that sounds like a huge operation.
It was. It sold everything one needed, sourced from all over North America and Europe. It sold clothing for all members of the family, boots and shoes, furniture, books, groceries, hardware, jewelry, fine china, even harnesses for your horse. You know, it was literally the Amazon of its day. And the store was renowned for introducing shopping innovations that, well, we take for granted today.
Such as?
Well, during the First World War, the Eaton store in Winnipeg opened a grocery. Now, in the old school view of a grocery store, you would ask the grocer for a specific item and they would select and wrap it for you. In other words, you would just stand there and tell the grocer what you wanted and they would run around and pick up everything for you. In the Eaton's grocery, the customers selected items for themselves, you know, wandering around the store, picking things up, you know, reducing, therefore, the need for clerk service. And of course, that's what we enjoy today. Eaton's prided itself on same-day delivery of purchased goods to Winnipeg stores. It was said that if you purchased a 5-cent spool of thread in the morning, it would be delivered to you by one of Eaton's horse-drawn delivery wagons by the afternoon, and best of all, at no charge.
Exactly like Amazon Prime. Wow. Did Eaton's have retail stores anywhere else in Manitoba?
Well, in later years, of course, listeners will recall several Eaton stores here in Winnipeg. There was, of course, in addition to the flagship store downtown, there was one at Polo Park and one at St. Vitale Center. And those buildings still stand, although they're, of course, not Eaton's buildings anymore. Earlier, though, it also had stores in some of the larger centers around Manitoba. So, for example, at Brandon in mid-1925, Eaton's opened a grocery at the corner of Rosser Avenue and 7th Street. That store eventually morphed into a full department store at that site. Eaton's closed half the store in 1985 and the rest of it in 1999. The building is now home to the Brandon Public Library. At Dauphin, the company took over an existing department store building at the corner of 3rd Avenue and Main Street North that had been operating there, and it continued in operation from 1929 to 1966. That former Eaton store still stands, and in fact, the last time I was in Dauphin, it was being used by a discount store. At Portage la Prairie, Eaton's had a full-service store on the north side of Saskatchewan Avenue, on a site that is now occupied by a drugstore. In the 1960s, Eaton's moved across the street and began to focus on, you know, big-ticket items like appliances and electronics, as well as catalog sales. And that building still stands. It's operated as an MCC thrift shop.
What other buildings are there in addition to retail stores?
Well, other remnants of Eaton's? Well, after hosting catalog sales from its main retail store in Winnipeg until 1916, I guess the volume of mail order was just too big. So the company opened an absolutely mammoth mail order building across the street on St. Mary Avenue, and expanded it in 1926 to its present extent. That building now hosts the City Place Mall, and it's the headquarters for Manitoba Public Insurance. At the northwest corner of Hargrave and Graham, there is the former Eaton's Powerhouse. It was built in 1910 to provide heat and electricity for the adjacent store. It's now occupied by the Winnipeg studios of CTV. Over on Galt Street near the Red River is a large warehouse from which those horse-drawn delivery wagons were dispatched. It was built between 1926 and 1927, and it now hosts a variety of small businesses. Finally, we have the former Eaton's Parkade that once sat immediately west of the main store on Hargrave Street. It was built in 1956. Mum and I parked in it during our shopping trips to Eaton's all those many years ago, and it's still a parking structure today.
I was just walking in my mind at all these locations that you're listing off in downtown. I know them so well. Coming back to the Eaton statue, what happened to it after the store closed?
Well, of course, Eaton's and the Hudson's Bay Company were both retail juggernauts through much of the 20th century. Today, well, of course, Eaton's is gone. It went bankrupt in the early 2000s. The Bay is struggling, as witnessed by the closure a year ago of its downtown store. When the Eaton's building was demolished in 2002 to make way for the arena, well, the bronze statue of Timothy Eaton was moved to the company's Polo Park store. In 2003, after Eaton's had gone bankrupt, well, that store was taken over by the Bay, and I don't think they really wanted to be reminded of their former retail rivals sort of sitting there right in front of the store. So the statue was put into storage until it could be moved to its present home in the downtown arena. And incidentally, if anyone is ever visiting the arena to go to a game or some other event, it is still possible today to rub its left toe for good luck.
I got to ask, did you ever rub the boot, Gordon?
Of course, everybody did, right? It was also used as a point of navigation. You know, if you were meeting somebody downtown, you'd often say, let's meet at the statue of Timothy Eaton.
Do you think it brought you good luck?
I've had good luck, so maybe it did. Who knows?
Very interesting. Well, thanks so much for that, Gordon. What's up for next week?
We'll have another in our Buildings in Limbo series, in which we discuss places that, while they're not abandoned, they have an uncertain future. And this time it is a building threatened by the difficulty in forming a minion. And if you don't know what that means, all will be revealed next week.
I don't know what that means. I look forward to hearing about it.
We'll talk then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.